Here, the bonus issue was made out of retained earnings. So it was debit retained earnings, credit share capital. So therefore, share capital went up. And of course, that will affect our calculation because share premium is not going down by the same amount. So when the bonus issue is made out of retained earnings, you do pop it into our little working. And therefore, then you look, has there been any other share issue after that? And that will be the figure that goes to the cash flow statement. Just in case you're wondering where I got the 70 from, it was a 1-for-2 bonus issue. You always look at share capital, see how many shares there are. Presuming they're $1 shares, that means there was 140 shares. So if it's a 1-for-2, 140 divided by 2 times by 1 is the 70.